Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hawks Radio Network there. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris here with you. We bring in Jerry Bembry from The Undefeated. And I guess I'm glad we played that clip because I'm going to throw it over to Ed after we ask Jerry, first off, how he's doing. But maybe this will keep him away from talking about the Knicks. Jerry, how are you, man?
Hey, Jeremy. Ed, how you guys? I'm doing well. How you guys doing? Yeah, and I'm not going to talk about the Knicks. Let's stay away from that.
Maybe
Let's
one second.
Well, we can get one second in, Ed.
Am I allowed to take solace in the fact that the Sixers choked and it sucks worse to be a Sixers fan than a Knicks fan?
Oh, yeah, it really does. Their history in the playoffs, their recent history has been horrible. And, you know, when Atlanta played the Knicks, I really thought the Knicks were going to win that series. But Atlanta has showed me so much. You know, Trae Young didn't have a great game, but the other guys in the team really stepped up yesterday. And, you know, give them a lot of credit for what they did.
Yeah, I just want to go back and look at this. So and you fill me in on what you heard about it. But with the Sixers and the opportunity to get James Harden, they didn't want to give up Ben Simmons. Some of the reports out there say the Heat, they didn't want to give up Tyler Hero, which just seems, I don't know, so ridiculous to me. And I know the Heat were coming off of a run last year, but we hadn't seen that same type of production from Hero. What do you think about Ben Simmons and maybe some of these teams' decisions to pass on trades? Because he's so criticized right now. And then videos are popping up of him playing video games saying, hey, what is he, playing with Kat? And he's like, Carl Anthony Towns. And he goes, oh, I got plenty of time. We're playing the Hawks tomorrow. No need to worry about that. It's such a bad look for him. Yeah. So where do you stand, Jerry, on Ben?
You know, I've said this. The first time I saw Ben Simmons live, I was at the Barclays Center, and then LSU was in the NCAA tournament. And I had heard a lot of hype. You'd have seen him on TV a little bit. But when I saw the game, I just saw him he didn't dominate the way I expected. And it's been that way through his five-year NBA career. I know he set out the first year. But in those other 4 years, you have to learn to shoot the ball. He has never learned to shoot the ball. And, hey, he hit 100% of his shots in the fourth quarter in a seven-game series against Atlanta. Okay, that's good. He took three shots in the fourth quarter in seven games. You cannot be deemed a superstar if that's your offensive production. And he's got a tremendous flaw. I have no idea why it doesn't work in his game. And I'm not surprised that he's in the situation where he's in right now.
Joe, now we got the Hawks facing the Bucks, which I find interesting because I can't get a read on, well, frankly, the team. I don't think Atlanta's as good as they are, and the Bucks. I don't think they should have beaten the Nets, and I don't know if the Bucks really beat the Nets or the Nets just lost because of injuries.
Yeah, I think the Nets lost because of injuries. Giannis, I think, is a flawed superstar. I think he's really good, athletically talented, but I think he relies on a 3-point shot a little bit too much, and so I think these are two teams that are not really complete, but I've picked against Atlanta each round of the playoffs, but I'm gonna roll with them right now in the next series because I really think that, you know, Trae Young has really matured. I think Clint Capela, I don't know why the Rockets gave up on him. I think he's a great role player. I think John Collins, you know, is a great role player. Bogdanovich, Gallinari, Herter. I mean, they got so many guys who just, they stay in their lane during the course of a game. They know exactly what's expected of them, and they go out there and do it. And I just think that they're a dangerous team, and I think they're going to win this next series.
Yeah, Brandon. Lou Will's living his best life.
Lou Williams, another guy. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he comes off the bench, and he plays his role. So, and, you know, Cam Reddish is a guy who's not even playing right now. Yep. You know, DeAndre Hunter, two guys that that got hurt. But, I mean, they're even deeper than what they are right now, and I just think they're going to be
two Terps in that roster, too.
Yeah, that's right.
You got Lou Will, he's living his best life in the playoffs, Magic City Wings, whenever he wants it, so he thinks it's going
great. That's right. And, you know, Magic City should do a commercial. We're the guys that are keeping Will going out here. So. And, you know, and I've been to Magic City, but I've never had the wings, so I might have to get back down.
You didn't try the thighs, did you?
Recommendation.
Oh, so. Hey,
drum roll.
Hey, Jerry, on the flip side, though, what's going to happen with Chris Paul now? I mean, they're saying day to day. Do we see him eventually in this series? Is it sooner than later? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he has to get two negative tests, and then they said he'll be back. I think that we'll see him in the series. I think it's a good thing that they won game one. That, you know, gives them some breathing room, and in case he misses the next game as well. So, without Kawhi Leonard on the Clippers side, I just don't think there's an out for that team. Paul George has proven himself to be a good player throughout these playoffs, but I don't think he can carry the load by himself, and I think that really showed in game one.
Yeah, I think they needed to take advantage there with Chris Paul being out and try to steal one, and maybe that could make that series a little bit more even, but it just didn't happen. So before we let you run, give me your thoughts. So what do we see? Who moves on to the championship? You said you kind of like the Hawks, right? Are you leaning that way? And
hey, I'm going with the Hawks in Phoenix for the finals. I mean, who would have ever thought that? Who would have ever thought that Atlanta would be in the Eastern Conference Finals? It's just really amazing. But give credit to Nate McMillan and the job he did. That team was dead in the first month of the season. They were playing horrible basketball. They make a coaching change, and he's really ignited that squad. So I think it's going to be Atlanta and Phoenix in the finals.
Well, let me throw this at you as well. Before, I don't normally do this. I'm a Mavs fan, so I've been a Mavericks fan, seeing what's going on with them. The trade with Trae Young, I still think Luka's a generational talent, and I think Trae is really, really good. I think it worked out for both teams, but I still think I'd rather have the Luka side of things. That's just my opinion. But what happens there now with all this? I mean, because there was the report out Luka's not happy, Kristaps not happy, this and that. They're going to get rid of this guy. And Mark Cuban said it was a trash story and it was lies. And the next thing you know, everybody's gone. So what happens with the Mavericks, Luka, Porzingis? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think there's something there when you have so many different stories about there being some friction within that franchise. And let's go back to the first thing you said. Luka's the guy. If I'm building a team around a young player today, Luka's the guy I'm building around. And if anybody in the NBA, he's young, he's talented. I just think he's amazing. Porzingis, you know, he's complaining about not being an option, but you have to earn your right to be an option on that squad. And Porzingis hasn't really stepped up. He's injury prone, and I mean, you know, we called him the unicorn when he was with the Knicks, but you know, he just has never taken his game to the next level. He's 7'3" and doesn't want to go down on low post. And I think there's some problems. But I think that their future is bright in Dallas. I think, you know, they're making the changes now. They're addressing the issues of the players. And I think they'll get it right. And Luka's a guy that guys are going to want to play with. So whatever deal they make, whether they get rid of Porzingis or not, I think that they're going to build something special in Dallas, and I think they're going to be fine.
Weird thing is, I think I'd be happy with any outcome except the Clippers winning it all. I think,
yeah, absolutely.
With all these teams,
100% on that.
Yeah. So, Jerry Bembry, the undefeated, thanks so much for joining us, man. We tried to keep the Knicks talk to a minimum. I know you guys are still in mourning, but appreciate your time as always, man.
I would have worn my streetwear jersey.
Yeah, you guys take care. Enjoy the
thanks, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.